I'm Amanda McNulty with Making It Grow, and this is another entry for Making It Grow Extra. We're trying to be modern people and do podcasts, and today we have two people for whom this is kind of a stretch, since we have graduated originally many years ago. John Nelson, who is the has been the head of the A.C. Moore Herbarium at the University of South Carolina for many years, and taught wonderful courses that had to do with botany. I was a student many years ago, and I'm hoping, I think this year coming up is the last one you may do for a while, and since you're retiring, I'm going to sign up again this year.
Well, Amanda, thanks for those very kind words. I have to, like, give you some bad news. I'm not sure that I'm going to be teaching in the spring, but I'm going to be around, you know, I'm still going to be at the university off and on for the rest of the semester. Being retired doesn't mean that I don't have a few more responsibilities up there.
Well, and if your life revolves around loving plants and wanting to make sure that we have examples of them for people in the future to go and make reference to, then you can't stop being excited adding more things to the collection.
Yeah, I'm a botanist, and you can't stop being a botanist. That's the way I think of it.
You've said you've got something like 10,000 plants, specimens that need to be processed and added and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they need to be worked on.
Yeah, but instead of sitting there and doing that, you're going to still trot off, and I think you recently trotted off to even collect more, and you went to some place I don't know anything about. I had to look it up to see exactly where it was. It's out west somewhere.
Yeah, Amanda, it was one of the neatest things I've ever done.
To go to Nebraska.
To go to Nebraska.
Who would have thunk
places.
It? Yeah.
And so I gave myself a retirement present, and I invited my good buddy, Keith Bradley, to go along with me.
Okay.
He's been doing an awful lot of botany at the herbarium in the Midlands, so he's developing quite a reputation for himself as an important botanist in our area. And I figured that I need to have somebody to pull me out of the ditch.
Yeah, we need somebody young and to take those presses.
We had this great trip, and, sort of a whirlwind trip. But I'm not unhappy to tell you some of my adventures.
Well, let's hear about it. And what is the overriding landscape of Nebraska? Is it a prairie mostly?
Let me back up and just say it started off at the Columbia Airport. And
you found something there to collect.
No,
as well.
But we got in the airplane, flew to Fort Collins.
Yes,
rented a car, drove. We landed in Denver, drove to Fort Collins, picked up a couple of plant presses from our dear friends at Colorado State University, and then we got in the car and started driving east. We were going to head east through northeastern Colorado until we got to the corner of Wyoming. And we got, by this time, we were pretty hungry because it had been all morning long.
Yeah.
So we stopped at a place to get some mountain oysters.
Uh-huh. Which are the testicles of, I guess, a cow in this place.
Well,
in this
of
instance,
bull,
I imagine.
Bull, yeah. You know, not cow.
Yeah, that's right, not a cow.
And also bison, they have them from buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of buffaloes out there. I mean, they raise them. And also lamb. And I sampled one or two of each of those, and it was a lot of fun. But Amanda, I don't think I'm going to try them again.
Well, it's probably an acquired taste.
But it was fun. So we got back in the car, headed north towards Wyoming.
It's a lot of driving when you get out there.
It is. I mean, it's so wonderful, just magical, all that big sky and distant visions and beautiful countryside. Got to Wyoming, spent the night in Cheyenne and botanized around Cheyenne.
Yes.
And, of course, I'd never been to Wyoming, so it was just unbelievable. Just, I tell you what, I've told other people this. We were just so excited about being out there. It was like botanists being in a grocery store. Everything was just interesting and new and wonderful to look at. And, of course, we weren't really buying the products, but we were making specimens. So in a way, we were shopping in a large botanical grocery store. Anyway.
Let me stop and ask you something. What are the polite regulations about collecting when you just or driving around the countryside?
Botanists need to take particular care to, I think, use some ethics when they are collecting. And one of those things that one of the rules that I've adopted is that nothing rare gets collected.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much everything that we would stop to collect was on the side of the highway and not on the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of fences out there, and we weren't going to be trespassing. And so we were just right on the shoulder of the road when we were doing that.
If you go to a nature preserve or a state park and have made the proper contacts ahead of time, or those people often make you welcome to come and allow you to do some collecting?
They do. And in many, many cases, for instance, if it's a federal installation such as a national forest or a national park, it's actually good to cultivate friendships with them.
Yes.
They might want to know what you're finding,
uh-huh.
especially if the specimens are going to end up at a local herbarium, so that they can know what the heck you got, and it might be useful for them to know.
Yeah, because they have people who are trained in many aspects of management for those facilities, and they may not be botanists.
That's
or
right.
Taxonomists.
And a botanist who's doing this sort of busman's holiday kind of free-for-all out on the highway might actually be finding new stuff that they weren't aware of. And that goes, you know, the good stuff and maybe also the bad stuff.
I'm guessing
that is new weeds.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Why are those states out there have what we think of as prairies, grasslands? What caused that to happen?
Oh, boy. Well, now you're getting into a lot of botanical geomorphology. We don't have time enough to discuss all that. I think suffice it to say that the complexes of grasslands are what characterize the Great Plains, the states of the Great Plains, east of the Rockies. And once you get into the Rockies, everything changes. But the Great Plains are characterized by different kinds of prairie land, and they have different kinds of soils, which leads me into the next place we got on our trip, our fascinating trip. I thought that we were going to see endless plains, an infinity of just flat land. Not so. There's some high ground out there, too.
Oh.
We ended up going through just fascinating geological formations that are very similar to the Badlands.
Oh, my goodness. I've been there, and that was one of the most wonderful places I've ever been.
The only pine tree that grows in the only species of pine that grows in Nebraska is ponderosa pine. And we saw plenty of it. It's the first time I'd ever seen that, too.
Now, is that one that's going to be stunted by the fact that it's windy or that the soils are poor?
They're huge
are
trees.
They?
Yeah. Anyway, we kept going east. We wanted to get into the middle of the state, and we finally did. One of maybe the biggest county I've ever been in, called Cherry County, Nebraska. And it's right in the middle of what they call the Sand Hills.
Well, we have sand hills right in South
Carolina. Way, way, way different. Their sand hills originated not from a coastal formation like ours did,
mm-hmm.
but more from ancient dune lines involved with an ancient lake. But also a lot of their sand hills are wind deposited.
My goodness.
So we were going past all of these just gorgeous rolling dune lines, effectively.
Covered now with vegetation.
Covered with vegetation, and here and there a bunch of cows, you know, grazing. but in the most interesting part was when we got to where the lakes are. Little lakes that dot the landscape.
I would think that's where you'd really have a lot of variety and different
things.
That's
right. So plenty of wetland species. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be anywhere on the
Who would think of
high
that?
Ground. Just unbelievable. I guess you're getting this idea that I really enjoyed myself.
Yes.
If you're interested in natural history, I would suggest you go to Nebraska. It's so different, and it's wonderful. Anyway, Amanda, we ended up in a little town in Cherry County called Valentine.
Oh.
And I understand a lot of people get their love letters postmarked from
that
place.
Oh, how fun. Yeah.
And so after that, we headed west towards the northwest corner of the state. And there's a town there called Chadron. And Shadron is where we met up with the people at their herbarium.
Whoa.
At Shadron State College.
Uh-huh.
And they are wonderful, wonderful people. Steve Rolfsmeyer is the curator there. And what Steve allowed us to do was use his plant presses to revitalize what we had been collecting. And we left all of our plants with him to be dried.
Oh,
and
that was wonderful.
He could ship them back to Columbia. Because,
yeah.
Of course, they're not going to let us bring that stuff back on an airplane.
No, it is so cumbersome, if I remember correctly.
So by that time, we had collected nearly 300 different collection numbers.
Well, John, I don't know, but I imagine that you may think of some prizes that we have in South Carolina that might be wonderful for them to add to their collection. Perhaps y'all will do a little Indian trading back and forth.
We've already come to that decision that I've told Steve that we're so happy that they took care of us that we're going to send him an equal number of specimens from South Carolina.
Well, I'll be curious to know what you consider something so special that you'll send it out to your friend out there.
Well, everything I'm sending is going to be beautiful and wonderful. And
oh.
I hope he doesn't already have a specimen of it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you made a new friend and got to see a new part of the world. And it really is new when you see it on that intimate scale of mm-hmm. looking at plants.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to learn and mm-hmm. appreciate the variety that goes on in our world.
Yeah. It's wonderful to see our natural history, even if you go a little bit away from your home state to do it.
Next time I may have to hitchhike along.
All right, let's go.